Hello, everybody. Before we get started with today's interview, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to the folks at CU Solutions and their second annual Love My Credit Union campaign. This campaign highlights credit unions giving back to their communities and sharing their heartfelt work on videos. These videos are being shared to inspire random acts of kindness and give back to charities that are near and dear to credit unions and their members. So go visit lovemycreditunion.org today. On the show today, we have TMG product manager Cole Casper talking about issuing dual interface chip cards that include tap-and-go EMV technology. So you got to check this one out. Hey, you guys are issuing dual interface chip cards when it deals with the EMV technology. So EMV is raising its head again. Thought we were done with EMV, but we're chatting. Yeah, so tell me about these dual interface chip cards. This is kind of a cool technology that's going on here that includes kind of a tap and go EMV technology you guys are talking. So what's going on here? How's it work?
Yeah, great question. So really what the experience is instead of inserting your card, you're tapping and going exactly as the description sounds. The real benefit here is instead of waiting for that transaction, which feels like it can take quite a while, as I'm sure you've heard through the industry, it really has that faster experience similar to swiping, and you can put it right back in your wallet for a completed transaction. So while there may be still some activity going on through the transaction, mm-hmm. you're able to complete it. It feels much quicker because you're able to put it back in your wallet and get on your way.
Yeah, yeah. Can I illustrate it for 1 second? Here, I'm going to use my AAA card. I'm going to use my AAA card here. And so it's basically that, and then you're ready to roll?
That's exactly right. Yeah. I mean, it's that simple and straightforward. So TMG has been doing this since 2010. We first started on our credit platform. Really, the main emphasis here for us being really proud of what we've done recently is that we're doing it on debit EMV. So it's really a differentiator in the marketplace, and we feel that issuers are seeing the benefit of the quicker transaction because it does translate to that better cardholder experience.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what we're all looking for, speed, obviously. And because when I first, EMV came out was launched last fall, and then you go up to all the retailers. I experienced this last holiday season. I think our listeners have experienced this as well. But during the holiday season, none of the EMV things were working, and I was asking them, and they're all going, "It's too slow. We can't get people in and out quick enough."
I think that's one of the major issues right now in the industry is, merchants have varying experiences at the point of sale. Walmart's doing a great job. The major retailers are doing a great job mm-hmm. of trying to get that terminal time expedited.
Yep.
But, even from one major retailer to another, the terminal prompts aren't the same. The feeling isn't necessarily the same. Am I prompted to take my card out? Am I not? So going from one retailer to another is just, it's almost night and day. Even with EMV being adopted.
Yeah, exactly. But I have noticed that it has gotten quicker, maybe they've done something with the software. I mean, you know more about that than I do, but it's gotten quicker. But this tap and go is like, are you kidding me? That's a no-brainer.
Oh, it absolutely is, in my opinion. I mean, so right, you've probably seen MasterCard, Visa, and American Express, and also Discover have released essentially a quick chip variant, right? Mm-hmm. So essentially what it does is it completes the transaction without really waiting for a response cryptogram back from the issuing processor. So it allows for that transaction time to be decreased. But even with tap and go, you're still exceeding what they're doing there with trying to decrease that downtime from the merchant perspective. So I think it's a best of both worlds scenario if you're able to implement that and also do a dual interface on your issuing card. So anything that we can do to get the client experience or the cardholder experience that much better is perfect, in my opinion.
Yeah. So what does this mean for credit unions out there? I mean, it seems like it kind of adds the cool factor, adds a value factor, all these things. Sounds like there's a lot of upside here.
There's tons of upside here, Mike. So not only does it create a better experience, but we really view it as the bridge to mobile payments, right? Because it's that tap and go, it feels like a similar mobile transaction. So we're working with our issuing partners to really kind of craft that message. And I think that's what's really important is not only is it a good experience, but it's that next step in the progression of, mm-hmm. Transactions. So I think we're positioning our issuing partners in a spot in the industry. Even if you compare us to, major institutions, they aren't doing dual interface right now. So I think our credit unions are stepping, you know, leaps and bounds ahead of the competition right now, even in comparison to the big players in the industry.
I love this. I love to see credit unions leapfrogging the competition going out there. Yeah. So how did this come about? I mean, obviously the technology is already there, but how did it come about? How did this pop up?
Yeah, good question. So what we've seen in more mature EMV markets, so Canada and Europe, we've really seen dual interface adoption increase dramatically, especially in low transaction amounts. And a matter of fact, I think Canada's seen quite an increase within the last 5 years specifically. So when we saw that occurring both of those mature markets, we thought that it would be a great opportunity with EMV coming on full steam, especially with the liability shift last year, to provide that out as an option to our issuers, because we don't want to limit what our issuers can and cannot do. So we put it out on the plate, and believe it or not, we had quite a big uptake. Right now, as far as our penetration in the marketplace for EMV cards, we sit at about 50%. And out of that 50%, 60 to 70% are dual interface. So it's quite a big uptake amongst all of our issuers. So it's not just one or two, but it's a large percentage.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you, like, okay, can we use this right now? Or do we have to wait a while?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. So back to that terminal experience with merchants, right? From one implementation to another, it can vary. That's definitely for sure. So depending upon their deployment, they may or may not support dual interface or contactless payments. Mm-hmm. But then again, they're also limiting their mobile payment experience as well. Yeah. So it's really starting to tip towards more dual interface acceptance because of Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, and mm-hmm. Android Pay, mm-hmm. And Visa Digital Commerce coming online pretty soon, as well as MasterPass for credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, exactly. So, you know, I think we're going to see quite a bit of adoption for mobile payments, and therefore it will allow for dual interface acceptance. And for cardholders who don't necessarily want to conduct payments with their mobile phone, whether it's a security concern or they just don't feel comfortable with the technology, I think it's a great opportunity to you know, give them another payment mechanism, essentially another arrow in that credit union's quiver to mm-hmm. provide that top of wallet experience.
Yep, indeed. So how do we know, how does a member know when they go to, I don't know, CVS, Rite Aid, Star, whatever, you know, how do they know that this is, you know, this can be a tap and go machine?
Yeah, great question. So there's a little PayWave terminal that's on the machine. It looks almost like a Wi-Fi signal, mm-hmm. But if that is present, it should be able to accept NFC or dual interface payments, and that's a very good indicator.
Okay.
If not, I'll just ask the retailer, and they should be able to assist.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, this sounds like it's incentive for the retailer, because I mean, it's obviously the credit unions have their ducks in a row; they got their stuff together, so to speak, and so now it's now on the retailer's end of the thing to do this. And I think this is a big time incentive for them to keep moving with the mobile payments folks to buy stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, especially with the holidays coming up, you know, lines are going to start to get longer, just like with every year. So why not try and encourage a faster form of payment, right? To get to that line faster and get that customer churn going on. So I definitely think that incentive is there, Mike. And you know, long term, it just makes for a better overall transactional experience. And once we start to see what this future looks like with NFC or mm-hmm. dual interface mm-hmm. technology, you know, where can we take it, right?
Yeah.
Is it just the payment industry for credit unions, or can credit unions start to leverage this technology with their card for mm-hmm. Transportation, right? So if I'm in a major metropolitan area, can I use it to get on the subway? Can I use it to hop on an Amtrak train, as a for instance? So I think there's a lot of applications here because EMV it provides such a great platform for holding multiple payment applications.
Mm-hmm.
It gives the financial institutions the ability to really be that mode of branding and payment. It really positions them very well.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. One of the stats that was in the press release that I was reading is like Amazingly, 30% of credit union clients will not issue these dual interface cards. What's up with that? Why would that? I mean, this, again, it goes back to such a no-brainer. Why is this? Or is this some sort of anomaly?
So there's the idea. It's really twofold, Mike. Number one, the idea that cards are a little bit more expensive when they do have dual interface capability on them. We've seen anywhere from 25 to 75 cents increase, just due to the capability or complexity of the card when it's procured.
Right.
On top of that, you also have to look at the size of the portfolio and are you really going to get the bang for your buck?
Right.
You know, if I have a 2,500 card portfolio and I need to drop X amount of dollars, does that really pan out over time? Really where the stat that you're referring to came from is debit portfolios in comparison to credit tend to be much larger and therefore it's a larger bite, you know, at the onset to do that deployment. So some of those financial institutions have thought, yeah, maybe I'll hold off. And I think, you know, really they aren't out of the norm, right? Again, look at the major players. They're holding off. We are starting to see some inquiries from major brands to TMG consulting about what that looks like to do dual interface deployment. So I do think it is surprising that maybe they haven't decided to take the leap, but I don't think it's all of that out of the norm.
Okay. Well, I mean, fair enough. I mean, it's, you know, it's a business and we all have to run our businesses, you know, wisely. And I get the whole proven thing. Fair enough. So wrap up here. I mean, where do we go from here? I mean, it seems like this technology keeps advancing at a pretty good clip. And like you said, you know, sky's the limit here. This is really cool stuff.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Again, I think it's where can we take EMV as a platform for things outside of, you know, normal payment transactions that we normally associate with a card, right? So how if I'm a credit union and I'm involved on a university campus, how can I use this card to maybe integrate into the meal plans that are on campus library or use it for a dorm pass or, you know, again, at the transportation segment. There's also been some discussion surrounding storing health information. So if I go to my doctor, I can use my card as a form of identification for long-term tracking.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of opportunity there. You know, will it all pan out? You know, it's really to be determined. Will mobile phones really take over kind of some of that more advanced space? Mm-hmm. Possibly. Mm-hmm. But again, this is a great stepping stone. The technology is essentially the same, right? It's a payment application on a chip. It's just how are you going to display that, whether it's going to be on a mobile phone or if it's going to be on a plastic. But I do think, you know, outside of kind of the more complex stuff as far as integration into different environments, I think the next step is to have multiple payment cards on one card. So essentially a multiple card, if you will.
Yep, I've heard that. That's a great idea.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think it makes sense from an issuing perspective as well. You know, I can save money by issuing one card to both my credit and debit card holder users. You know, really where I think there's a lot of, you know, room for improvement here is EMV has always been pitched as a fraud deterrent. And it definitely is when it comes to card present activity.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
The next step. Yeah, the next step is where can we go from a card not present activity prevention measure as well. So I think when we look at that, probably the next step is some sort of onboard dynamic CVV, if you will, that tumbles the card verification number on the back of the card, and that aligns with the host for validation. So that way, you know, you're really positive that card being utilized for that transaction at that specific time is the card that it says it is.
Yep, indeed. Hey, you know, if I don't have my phone, you know, I'm doing this all day long. You know, it certainly beats writing a check. That's for sure.
Yeah, we'll send you a TMG card for sure.
Okay. All right. Thanks again, Cole. Appreciate the. I mean, this is really exciting stuff. Every time I talk to you guys or anybody else in the technology field, there's something really cool going on. So it's really fun to be in this industry right now. So keep up the good work and well done there. Well done.
Hey, thanks, Mike. I appreciate your time.
Anytime, sir. Anytime.